The Law of Liberty. Many religious teachers assert that Christ by his death abolished the law. Some represent it as a grievous yoke, and in contrast to the bondage of the law, they present the liberty to be enjoyed under the gospel. But not so did prophets and apostles regard the holy law of God. Said David, I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. The Apostle James refers to the Decalogue as the perfect law of liberty. The Revelator pronounces a blessing upon them that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. Had it been possible for the law to be changed or set aside, Christ need not have died to save man from the penalty of sin. The Son of God came to magnify the law, and make it honorable. He said, Think not that I am come to destroy the law, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law. Concerning himself he declared, I delight to do thy will, O my God, yea, thy law is within my heart. The law of God is unchangeable, a revelation of the character of its author. God is love, and his law is love. Love is the fulfilling of the law. Says the psalmist, Thy law is the truth, all thy commandments are righteousness. Paul declares, The law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just, and good. Such a law must be as enduring as its author. It is the work of conversion and sanctification to reconcile men to God by bringing them into accord with the principles of his law. In the beginning, man was in perfect harmony with the law of God. But sin alienated him from his Maker. His heart was at war with God's law. The carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. But God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that man might be reconciled to God, restored to harmony with his Maker. This change is the new birth, without which he cannot see the kingdom of God.